Joel, thank you so much for joining me in the studio today.
Oh, thanks for having me. If we're talking about the Juneau Community Garden, you're just talking about standing on the shoulders of giants here in the garden world, because the folks who laid the foundation and are still working on the board and are still maintaining the gardens are just heroes in our community. If you haven't been out to the Montana Creek Road Juneau Community Garden, you should check it out. It's the closest thing we have to a farm here in town, I would say. It's almost 3 acres. Tons of it is grown by many, many community garden members. If you'd like to get involved, there's a wait list, unfortunately, but it usually turns over in about a year. You can go to the Juneau Community Garden website and apply for a plot, and you'd be notified as soon as one opens up for you.
Are there other ways that maybe students or kids can get involved in getting outside this summer that you know about that you could share?
Oh, absolutely. Through my work at Discovery Southeast, I work in a lot of different gardens throughout town, both in the schools, and we take the kids into the Juneau Community Garden. We do summer camps. We run programs in all the elementary schools. We do after school. We do professional development for teachers. And I've been spearheading kind of a more gardening approach as well. All of our programs are free or payment optional, and we try to get as many underserved families through our nominations for our camps as possible. I think Discovery Southeast is an incredible program. I feel super fortunate to work for them. They've been super supportive of me branching out into the garden scene and getting kids outside. Our mission is generally to educate and inspire kids through outdoor education, and I've just kind of been pushing that into the garden world as well. What I do during the summer camps is I'm essentially allow the campers to come visit me. So I'm not like an exact camp counselor, but I'll be at a school garden or I'll be at the Juneau Community Garden. And then the campers will come to us in our Discovery Southeast van and they'll offload and they'll get to explore the gardens. They'll get to, you know, see everything that's growing. They'll get to taste. They'll get to help weed and maintain the plots. Sometimes they get to harvest, and we donate the produce to charity. I also partner with Salt and Soil, and we donate a lot of produce from the community garden through Salt and Soil, and then they distribute it to places like the Glory Hole or the food bank or all sorts of places downtown that accept charity produce.
Wow, that's amazing. And so that's what the charity pot part of that means, is that those go back into the community in the form of food donations?
That's right, yeah.
That's amazing.
So we run, I believe we're up to 11 10 by 20 charity plots. And the produce mostly ends up in organizations throughout town that need it. Some of it we do sell at our harvest fair, which is every the fourth weekend of August, the fourth Saturday in August every year. So if you're looking to get involved with the Juneau Community Garden, that's when we open up the garden to the entire community. And then we'll also be selling carrots and potatoes and greens from the charity plot and from other garden members that donate. So if you'd like to get your hands on some of that locally grown produce from the community garden, as well as support the Juneau Community Garden, that is a great time to come visit. I mean, our work with Discovery Southeast in the schools, I work specifically in two elementary schools in their school gardens. That one is Coxsackie Elementary School, and the other one is Saik Gastineau Community School. I've been working in the Coxsackie Elementary School garden for about seven years now, maybe eight. It's been and then I've been working more recently in the Saik with a teacher there named Monica Haygood, who has been applying for Ocean Guardian grants and really spearheaded a brand new garden there. And there are big plans there. Moving forward, they're talking about adding up to 26 beds, a native plant walk, interactive natural spaces for kids. There's a large field out on the north end of the school that has been underutilized lately. And we're really looking to turn it into a place where the kids can explore kind of more naturally.
Wow, that is super amazing. I don't know if I've ever shared this on this platform before, but the reason why I'm doing Garden Talk is I grew up on a small farm in Homer and was exposed from a very early age to, you know, gardening and weeding, of course, you know, as a child. But, you know, it really is just such an amazing atmosphere to be surrounded by when you're young. So that's really awesome that you're making that accessible in a place like Juneau that can sometimes, you know, obviously that natural beauty is all around us, not always something you can touch and be close to. So that's really awesome that you guys are integrating those programs into the schools and giving kids those opportunities to branch out and have those experiences. So thank you so much for your work.
Yeah. Well, I feel super fortunate to live here in Lingaunee. And I mean, it's funny you mentioned the weeding. Through my work with Discovery Southeast, I've learned a lot about how to get kids to kind of be in a group natural setting and kind of quiet down and take a moment for themselves and to have kind of a group moment of reflection. And I've learned from that to then when we're in the garden and we maybe have a weeding job that most of the kids are kind of like turned off by initially. But then if you can frame it in a way that it's more like meditation and it's for the individual kids doing a service for the community. And if you can frame it in that way and you can get this moment of silence. And so what I try to do is get the kids to silently weed. And it works better with some groups than others, but every once in a while you can get this moment where every kid is working and every kid is quiet and every kid is silently weeding or looking at an insect or just touching a flower petal or just it's just kind of this like magical moment.
Thank you so much, Joel, for your time and all of your work in the community. It's really exciting to see, and I'm really excited to see where it goes in the next couple of years. So thanks.
Thank you for having me.